Stephanie Carruth with Chats from the Bridge. This podcast, Our Time Together, is about facing life bridges. They could be difficult bridges, bridges of opportunity, even bridges of sheer joy. But I love bridges. They mean so many things to me. In the end, they connect you to your next steps. Well, it's official. We are in my most favorite time of the year. It's been almost 3 decades ago since everything for me would start in October because it all started with the weather change. However, living in Texas, not the same. So while my mind and body are ready for the season to change in October, not much happens here to the extent I love until November. And here we are. Did you know that November is National Diabetes Month? While diabetes awareness is an all-the-time thing, November is when we find ourselves ramping things up across the country to bring special attention to diabetes. That's a tough bridge to face. And this year, we're focusing in on preventing diabetes by focusing in on pre-diabetes. With pre-diabetes, while your blood sugar levels are not high enough yet to be diagnosed as type 2 diabetes, it is still a serious health condition because your blood sugar levels are higher than normal. Now, my mother was diagnosed diabetic after her 6th and heaviest baby. She was in her 40s with this diagnosis, and her life changed. Being overweight, as long as I could remember, eating whatever, whenever she wanted, like we all did back then, and getting no physical exercise didn't help matters. It only made things harder after diagnosis. I want you to think about that. What you do before diagnosis can determine how you handle things after diagnosis. Now, my mom died of sepsis. And sepsis was a result of a misdiagnosed and mistreated infection. The infection was a result of a toe that was amputated. That amputation was due to gangrene, mistreated and misdiagnosed. That gangrene was a result of an ulcer that was, you guessed it, mistreated. That ulcer so needed to be treated properly, like more than normal, because she was diabetic. Now, you could say that my mother died from complications as a result of diabetes, but I don't see it that way, and that's another story. What I want to talk about today is pre-diabetes and how important it is to be proactive. Now, Mom's original diagnosis came as a result of a rash that she had that wouldn't go away. She thought it was her deodorant, her lotion, maybe it was her cologne or her perfume. And regardless of what started it, it wouldn't heal because of the diabetes she didn't know she had. Now, according to the American Diabetes Association, the ADA, people with diabetes usually have pre-diabetes first, meaning simply their blood glucose levels were higher than normal, but not yet at the diabetes diagnosis range, okay? And according to the Center for Disease Control, the CDC, about 88 million people, now that's more than 1 in 3 U.S. adults, have pre-diabetes, but the majority of those people don't know they have it. I didn't. I had no signs. I had no symptoms. I only had routine test results that showed that my blood glucose was higher than normal. Family history, genetics plays a role, but that's not enough because lifestyle can highly influence the development of type 2 diabetes. So if you do have a family history, like I do, it can likely be that both genetics and lifestyle are critical factors. And then there's another group. According to the American Diabetes Association, they say type 2 diabetes is the most common form of diabetes, and it means that your body doesn't use insulin properly. Let me say that again. Diabetes simply means that your body doesn't use insulin properly. And while some people can control their blood sugar levels with healthy eating and exercise, others may need medication or insulin to help manage it. Now that's from the ADA, not me. And it's simply saying that the body is not functioning properly. And sure, some people can control this or help it or influence it with healthy eating and exercise. And then there's this other group of people who need medication or insulin to help manage it. And so that's me. Here I am, the fitness expert, the habits for change queen, the make it part of your plan guru guide. I'm in that group. My pre-diabetes diagnosis stunned both me and my doctor. I mean, really, healthy eating, check. Regular exercise, check. So not overweight, check. But there were other factors that weighed in and they drew the straw for me. I was a tad disappointed, to say the least, not gonna lie. But you know, over the years, I've always said that I want to do as much as I can to be healthy. And if something comes up down the road, I can honestly say, hey, you know, I did good. Hey, you know, I did my part. I can't get hung up or depressed about the rest, right? So I'm saying it. I did good. I did my part, and I'm walking forward. I could eat 100% clean. I mean, who does that forever, right? But I could do that. But my doctor said, and I agree with her, she doesn't think that would matter because this wasn't from lack of eating healthy. I could exercise more. I could exercise harder. But you know what? I'm not up for the physical abuse. And that wouldn't help either, because this wasn't from inactivity. I could lose weight, but for me, that would just be silly. I mean, I'm already at the upper end of my healthy weight and BMI. This wasn't about being overweight. None of these are factors for me. My body simply needs help managing its blood sugar in other ways. So what do I do now? I've not only faced this bridge, I've stood at the top of the bridge and looked around and observed everything that I've done. I've reflected, I've processed, I've planned, and I've taken inspired action. My next steps and what I'm doing now, I keep eating healthy and exercising regularly. I maintain my healthy weight. I stay aware, I stay mindful, I stay in tune, I stay proactive. I take my medication twice a day, and I'm grateful it's just a simple little pill. And I keep getting my annual physicals and my bi-yearly checkups. And what I love most is that I keep encouraging others and living life joyfully. Hey, it's who I am, right? If you or someone you know may be at risk for health for diabetes, you can find out the level of risk on the ADA's website with their super short risk test. And I love it. It's not the answer to all because you have risk factors, but know that other things are involved. But it's a great place to start. And you can go there, www.diabetes.org/risk-test. That's diabetes.org/risk-test. Now, I'm not here to reinvent the wheel for you or be your authority on diabetes, because that is not who I am. But I do encourage you to face this bridge of possibility, not in a negative way, but by educating yourself on the disease as a whole, by exploring the information on the ADA website, because they have a ton of information that's super easy to read and understand. So what do I recommend? I recommend that you be proactive always, that you take steps to prevent any disease forward. that you talk openly and honestly and get clarity with your doctor regularly. Get your annual physicals, including all of your blood tests, and don't be afraid to ask for specific tests. Get your biweekly exam if you're at that age, like me. And above all, check your ego, denial, and secrets at the door. Yes, be proactive in your lifestyle choices and actions. And if you need someone to help you strategize and navigate your best lifestyle, that's what I do. Creating a lifestyle that supports how you want to live and living how you want your life to be is what I love. If you want to see how being strategic about how you live life every day, your lifestyle, so you can approach whatever comes up down the road by saying, hey, I did good. I'm here to help. I've been there and done that on many levels, and there's some levels I've never touched. But it doesn't mean I know it all. It doesn't mean I don't know it all. It simply means I understand and I care. I have the education, experience, tools, and excitement to help guide you forward across your next bridge. I'm here to help you create the best lifestyle for you. I want you to live long, well, personally and professionally. This is Denny Caruth with Chats from the Bridge. Until the next steps, you can find me at dennycaruth.com.